Number 31. The Raven.
My favorite poet is Edgar Allan Poe. I like his strange, scary, mystery tales. I usually imagine him weak and weary, with a pale face and dark eyes. He looks like an immortal statue. He is sitting at the table, writing his poems. And suddenly he hears a rapping at his chamber door. He thinks that this is just a late visitor, but he is a little bit afraid. He opens the door, and he sees only the darkness and nothing more. He is looking at the darkness. He is wondering and fearing at the same time. He is waiting for his dead lady love to come. He still loves her. He still remembers her. But the silence is unbroken. It's quiet and motionless outside. So he closes the door and returns to his desk again. He is murmuring to himself, "Lenore, Lenore," because his soul is burning. He wants to see her, alive or dead. It doesn't matter. He misses her badly. He longs for her. He is thinking of her all the time. He feels sorrow. And soon again, he hears a rapping. Now it sounds louder. He thinks that it's only a wind. The wind is howling, or rats are scratching outside. So he opens the shutters, and suddenly a raven steps into his chamber and sits upon a bust of Pallas. The raven seems very old and noble. So Edgar starts talking to him. "What is your lordly name? Whom do you belong to? Where did you come from?" He understands that the raven knows only one word. But still, Edgar is asking him questions and guessing his answers all the time. And the raven is sitting lonely on the bust of Pallas, and he is repeating only one word. Nevermore.